Ever have one of those awkward confrontations where someone comes up to you and they want to talk to you about something you did or said or the way you handled yourself? The last confrontation I had was at one of my grandkids' baseball games, and I was confronted by how I was cheering on the team, some of the remarks I was making. It was awkward. It was awkward because I was right and they were wrong, but no, it was awkward either way. And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman. David Alliance, hey, thanks for all the emails lately. I don't know if people were just hanging out and thought, hey, let's all email Garth in May. But I will get back to all of them, I promise. I just, sometimes it takes me a day or two. But love the ideas, the insights. A lot of you have questions about the upcoming conference in August. The End Times Conference. Again, we only have room for about 200, 220 people. It's free, but you have to register online. That's Friday night, Saturday at Hillspring Church, New Prague. And again, it's going to be great. We've got some great things. A lot is happening right now in Israel. A lot is happening now on our own campuses. A lot of things with, you know, really end times prophecy is coming to a head. So it's going to be a great conference. I would highly recommend you come. Also, don't forget, at our church on Tuesday nights, we have BAM, Be a Man. You can watch those teachings on our webpage or on our YouTube page. So this week, we talked about the Jezebel spirit, had some great, great conversation, and that's where I got a bunch of my emails this week. So make sure you check those out. But you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Okay, let's get to it. I don't like being confronted. But I love being confronted. You go, what do you mean, Garth? Well, most times when people confront you, they're being highly emotional. They're trying to bully you. They attack you. They don't stick to the topic. They try to push your buttons. But then there are other times when I love confrontation. Let me explain. There is no story. There is no miracle. There is no God moment in Scripture without a confrontation. And probably within our own lives. There's no miracle without confrontation, period. The Red Sea, confronted with the decision. Do we fight? Do we surrender? Do we swim? The feeding of the 5,000. Do we just eat the food or do we send the people away? Peter chained in prison. Do I quit preaching? Do I deny my faith? Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And this was after Jezebel killed some of God's prophets. Maybe I just go ahead and let them serve Baal. Or maybe I give in, or maybe I throw down. Then you have Samson, who's blind and mocked. Does he just take it? Then you have the blind man yelling at Jesus. Does Jesus just keep walking by? I mean, these are confrontations, right? Does Jesus reprimand him? Does Jesus just kind of wince and go, I've got more important miracles? You have the prostitute at Jesus' feet. Again, confrontation, really, when you think about it. Does Jesus call her out? Does he say, don't touch me, because then he has to be cleansed? Does he make a big deal because other people are watching? And then, of course, you have the Samaritan who comes to him begging for crumbs, and he does call her, he does say, hey, you're part of the dogs. But still, there's something that needs to be done. There's a confrontation in life. What's your confrontation? Is it a marriage issue? Is it a child issue? Is it a money issue? Is it a health issue? Is it a work issue? A boss issue? Is it an issue of your beliefs? Maybe you have a belief on abortion or the United States or the Bible or guns or the LGBTQURXYZ crazy. But there's always a confrontation in our lives. Sometimes there's, you know, we go from confrontation to confrontation. There's a little bit of peace. But for most of us, big or small, there's a confrontation. You know how you hate confrontation with others? It's never fun, right? It's always a little uncomfortable, but it can be a great tool in how we grow. However, today, you are the one confronting you on what you believe and how you will act. You have an issue in your life, and you are called on to confront yourself with how you're going to deal with it. And if you're serious about it, it should be just as uncomfortable as if it was somebody else who confronted you on it. So this year, I've been confronted with issues regarding my ministry, my health, my marriage. When I am confronted with a decision of trusting and moving forward, or choosing option B or C or D or E or all the way to Z, at that moment of confrontation, I must ask myself one simple question. Do I want to be more free? Do I want to experience more freedom in my life? Or do I want to be more enslaved? So I create a case in my head, almost like I'm a lawyer, of what happens if I do not respond to this confrontation correctly and in a godly way. Put yourself in a spot where you realize, I must lean into God and trust Him through this confrontation. One of the best exercises that one of my professors ever did in Bible college was, we had a class, and it just happened to be a class full of guys. They weren't always that way, but this one was. And so he had us one day write out what would happen if we were confronted with the option to have an affair and you say yes to it. Well, I sat down, I wrote out in 5 minutes what would happen, handed it in, and he said, not good enough. You didn't think it through. So I went back, sat down, and it's like the Holy Spirit gave me a download of that confrontation, of what it would mean, what it would do, the impact it would have. And I promise you, after that, I knew I would never have an affair again. And let me be quite honest with you. I have the personality and I have the traits of someone who would have an affair. And I married a woman who very many times pushed me to a point where most men would have an affair. I saw and tasted through writing that out what the enslavement would be like if I made that decision. But here's the kicker. When you look at most confrontations in Scripture and your own life, others are looking on at how you will handle confrontation. If I would give it into that spirit of having an affair and I would have sinned, yes, it would have affected me, but how many other people, especially in ministry, would be looking on? In Exodus chapter 14, the children of Israel scream at Moses, "You brought us all the way out here to die? We could have stayed back in Egypt and died." Moses basically says, God will use this confrontation to not only free us, but to eradicate all of our enemies who are pursuing us. Now, stand back and watch. A confrontation that had a miraculous ending, but even more so, it spoke to those who were watching. You got a confrontation in your life today? Step out, make it happen, and realize there's an audience. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.